Welcome to Tony and Jenny's 2015 Christmas podcast, coming to you live on podcast recording from December 24th, as always. Last thing we do before Christmas comes is our podcast. So, without further ado, Merry Christmas, Amelia Bedelia, by Peggy Parrish and Lynn Sweat. Amelia Bedelia, said Mrs. Rogers, Christmas is just around the corner.
It is?
Said Amelia Bedelia.
Which corner?
Mrs. Rogers laughed and said, I mean tomorrow is Christmas Day.
I know that,
said Amelia Bedelia. There's still so much to do, said Mrs. Rogers. We'll never finish.
We'll make it,
said Amelia Bedelia.
Just tell me what to do.
First, said Mrs. Rogers, make a date cake. Put lots of dates in it.
All right,
said Amelia Bedelia. She started to the kitchen. Wait, said Mrs. Rogers. Put these nuts in the cake, too. She gave Amelia Bedelia a bag of nuts.
Anything else?
Said Amelia Bedelia. Do pop some corn, said Mrs. Rogers. I want to make popcorn balls.
How much should I pop?
Said Amelia Bedelia. I'll need 6 cups, said Mrs. Rogers. Amelia Bedelia went to the kitchen.
I have never heard of a date cake,
she said.
But I'll try my hand at it.
Amelia Bedelia put some of this and a little of that into a bowl. She mixed and she mixed. Soon her batter was ready.
Now,
she said,
I need lots of dates.
Amelia Bedelia thought about this.
A calendar,
she said.
That has lots of dates.
Amelia Bedelia got a calendar. She cut off all the dates and she dumped them into the cake.
Now for the nuts,
said Amelia Bedelia. She opened the bag of nuts. She dumped them into the cake without even shelling them first. Amelia Bedelia mixed some more. Then she put the cake into the oven.
I'll make a spice cake too,
she said.
I do love spice cake.
So Amelia Bedelia made a spice cake.
Now for the popcorn,
she said. Amelia Bedelia measured out 6 cups of unpopped corn. Then she popped and she popped and she popped.
Mrs. Rogers must love popcorn balls,
said Amelia Bedelia. Amy came to the back door. Amelia Bedelia, she called. Santa Claus is coming tonight.
He's coming here?
Said Amelia Bedelia. Yes, said Amy.
Oh, thank you for telling me,
said Amelia Bedelia.
I'll tell Mrs. Rogers.
Amy went on her way. That cake smells good, said Mrs. Rogers. She came into the kitchen. She stopped. Amelia Bedelia, she said, why did you pop so much corn? I only need 6 cups.
And I popped 6 cups,
said Amelia Bedelia. I meant 6 cups of popped corn after it's been popped, said Mrs. Rogers.
Then you should have said so,
said Amelia Bedelia. I know, said Mrs. Rogers.
Amy said Santa Claus is coming tonight,
said Amelia Bedelia.
Did you know that?
Oh, yes, said Mrs. Rogers. He comes every year. Don't you remember him?
You mean the man in the red suit?
Said Amelia Bedelia.
The one who comes down chimneys?
That's right, said Mrs. Rogers.
Oh, my,
said Amelia Bedelia.
That chimney is a sight. I'll have to clean it.
Mrs. Rogers laughed and said, don't bother. Santa Claus will manage. The telephone rang. I'll get it, said Mrs. Rogers.
I'll see to my cakes,
said Amelia Bedelia. She opened the oven.
Just right,
she said.
I'll set them out to cool.
Oh, Amelia Bedelia, called Mrs. Rogers. This is dreadful. Amelia Bedelia ran to Mrs. Rogers.
What is it?
She said. We forgot about Aunt Myra. We must go get her, said Mrs. Rogers. Can you finish everything? Said Mrs. Rogers.
Of course I can,
said Amelia Bedelia. I've made a list, said Mrs. Rogers. I hope you will understand it.
Don't you worry,
said Amelia Bedelia. We will be back about 8 o'clock, said Mrs. Rogers. Aunt Myra loves Christmas carols. Could you greet her with some?
I'll do my best,
said Amelia Bedelia. A car horn blew. That's Mr. Rogers, said Mrs. Rogers. She went out to the car.
I better get busy,
said Amelia Bedelia.
What must I do first?
She looked at the list and read,
stuff 6 stockings for the neighbor's children.
Amelia Bedelia shook her head.
Now that beats all,
she said.
I've stuffed turkeys, but I've never stuffed stockings.
Amelia Bedelia went to the kitchen.
That will take lots of stuffing,
she said. So she made pans and pans full of it.
That should do it,
said Amelia Bedelia. She found 6 stockings, and Amelia Bedelia stuffed them all full of stuffing. She looked at her list.
Hang the stockings on the mantle.
Amelia Bedelia got out some heavy rope, and she hung those stockings on the mantle.
Stuffed and hung,
she said.
What's next? Trim the tree.
Amelia Bedelia looked at the tree.
It looks fine to me,
she said.
But if she wants it trimmed, I'll trim it.
So Amelia Bedelia trimmed the tree with the garden shears.
Maybe it was too fat,
she said. Amelia Bedelia looked at the list.
Uh-oh,
she said.
I have to go to the store.
In a bit, Amelia Bedelia was back.
The list says to put on colored balls,
she said.
I hope I bought enough.
Amelia Bedelia put colored balls on the tree. Balls from every kind of sport. Basketballs and baseballs and footballs and more. But the balls rolled right off.
Shoot,
she said.
I'm going to tie you on.
And she did.
She's so crazy. String on lots of lights,
read Amelia Bedelia. So she found lots of lights, a couple of boxes of light bulbs. And then she found some string, and she strung those light bulbs on the tree.
What a fancy tree,
said Amelia Bedelia.
I wonder what's next.
She looked at the list.
My word,
she said.
Put a big star on top of the tree. What kind of star does she want? A movie star? A rock star? Baseball star?
Amelia Bedelia sat down to think.
I would like to be a star,
she said.
I guess everybody would.
Suddenly, Amelia Bedelia had an idea.
That's it,
she said.
Everybody can be a star on this tree.
Amelia Bedelia made a sign, and it said, "See the star." She put the sign on the tree. She got a mirror, and she tied it on top of the tree. Amelia Bedelia looked in the mirror.
Hooray!
She said.
I'm a star!
Amelia Bedelia looked at the list.
That's it,
she said.
I'll make those popcorn balls. Mrs. Rogers won't have the time.
Amelia Bedelia made dozens of popcorn balls.
Maybe Mrs. Rogers wanted these for the tree,
she said.
I'll put them on.
Amelia Bedelia wrapped the balls. She tied them to the tree.
That does look nice,
she said.
Now I must make some telephone calls.
Amelia Bedelia made her telephone calls. She looked at the clock.
My, it's getting late,
she said.
I need some supper.
Amelia Bedelia made her supper. She ate it, then she cleaned up the kitchen.
The folks will be here soon,
she said.
I'll wait up front for them.
A little later, the doorbell rang. Amelia Bedelia opened the door.
Come in,
she said. And three children came in. They sat and talked with Amelia Bedelia. A car turned into the drive.
Here they are,
said Amelia Bedelia.
You know what to do.
The door opened. We're here, said Mrs. Rogers. And Aunt Myra came in.
Now,
said Amelia Bedelia. Greetings, 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 said the three children. What was that about, said Mrs. Rogers.
You said to greet Aunt Myra with carols,
said Amelia Bedelia.
Here's Carol Lee, Carol Green, and Carol Lake.
What lovely carols, said Aunt Myra. Thank you. The children left. Mrs. Rogers saw the tree. Amelia Bedelia, she shouted. What did you do to that tree? Popcorn balls, shouted Aunt Myra. I love popcorn balls. She ran to the tree. Look, shouted Aunt Myra. I'm a star. Mrs. Rogers began to splutter.
Don't be angry, dear, said Mr. Rogers. It's Christmas, and Aunt Myra is happy. Be thankful for that.
Oh, all right, said Mrs. Rogers. Let's have some cake.
Just what I wanted, said Mr. Rogers.
They all went to the kitchen. Amelia Bedelia, said Mrs. Rogers. Where is my cake? Amelia Bedelia put the cake on the table. Mr. Rogers sliced it.
What kind of cake is this?
He said.
It's full of paper and rocks.
Let me see the paper, said Aunt Myra. She looked at it.
I know, she said. It's a date cake.
And your rocks are nuts,
said Amelia Bedelia.
So they are, said Mr. Rogers. I was all set for some good cake.
Here you are,
said Amelia Bedelia. She gave him her cake. Spice cake, said Aunt Myra.
Amelia Bedelia, you're my kind of person. Delicious, said Mr. Rogers.
I'll have another piece, said Mrs. Rogers.
So will I,
said Aunt Myra. They ate until most of the cake was gone.
It's past my bedtime, said Aunt Myra. We should all go to sleep, said Mrs. Rogers.
You too, Amelia Bedelia, said Mr. Rogers. Santa Claus won't come if you're awake.
He can wait a bit,
said Amelia Bedelia.
I have work to do.
Amelia Bedelia washed the dishes. She heard something outside.
What is that?
She said. Amelia Bedelia opened the door.
Santa Claus!
She said.
Wait till I tell the folks.
Shh, said Santa Claus. You should be asleep. You shouldn't see me.
Amelia Bedelia closed her eyes.
Now I can't see you,
she said.
Please go to bed, said Santa Claus. I have work to do.
I'm on my way,
said Amelia Bedelia.
Good night, Santa Claus,
called Amelia Bedelia.
Good night, called Santa Claus. And Merry Christmas, Amelia Bedelia.
The end.
The end.